By some accounts, there were more heroin drug users clustered near the Mass Ave exit off I-93 in Boston than anywhere else in the state. Within a few blocks, there were two shelters, at least three recovery homes, two methadone clinics, doctors who specialize in care for people who are homeless, and the city's largest safety net hospital. But clients spend much of their time in parking lots, along sidewalks, or on a front stoop.
My CFO had to come down 20 minutes ago, and the guy passed out in front of my door 20 minutes ago. It's crazy. It's crazy.
When we spoke to Jerry DiPiero, president of DiPiero Construction, on Mass Ave last week, his secretary had just quit.
She will not come in here anymore.
Because?
Of addicts. I get it. They need to get help. But something better than what they're trying to do needs to happen.
Something is happening. A large dome tent that houses Boston's new engagement center, designed to keep drug users off the streets, opened last month. Critics call it a waste of money. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes us there now, starting on an asphalt path that divides a sort of front yard.
Devin Larkin, who runs the Bureau of Recovery Services for the Boston Public Health Commission, pivots to face a vast white tent that glistens in the sun. Inside, there are no walls. The space is loosely divided into 10 areas.
Over here, we always have water and coffee flowing all day.
Beyond the coffee, instant oatmeal, and snack bars, there's a work area with computers and phone chargers, a small library, and a space enclosed with chairs, like a waiting room.
You can see we have a barber chair that's been very popular. We have
a donation put to use now by a former barber who's in recovery.
Doing four people a day, but it's something that, like, as one of our managers says, like, look good, feel good. And so we're working on doing something similar for the women.
The center is busiest when it opens at 7 a.m. Roughly 80 people will visit before closing time at 7 p.m. Many have volunteer jobs, tending to waist-high houseplants, organizing art supplies, or sweeping. There are plans to host an open mic night, smoking cessation classes, and yoga.
A lot of people just want to sleep, and that's been hard.
Larkin glances at a man on a wooden bench. A rolled fleece jacket cushions his head. He could be high or exhausted after a night on the streets, or both.
And so we're learning every day, and we're trying to tweak things to best meet people's needs.
A staff member knocks on porta-potty doors every 3 minutes. Drug use is not allowed in the engagement center, and no one has overdosed yet. Guests who are heavily sedated are transported to a nearby clinic or hospital. Larkin says anyone ready to go into detox is connected to another program a few blocks away.
We place up to 50 people in treatment a day all over the state. We didn't feel a need to duplicate those services here.
This fabric facility is more of a community center, says Larkin, stocked with things many of us take for granted in our homes or neighborhoods.
And so I feel like quality of life-wise, it's already been really helpful.
But some community activists who met with the city to plan the center are angry. Reverend June Cooper runs the anti-poverty group City Mission.
This is not a community. This is just a band-aid.
This is an air-conditioned warehouse. Yeah. You can AC a warehouse, but you still got a warehouse.
And Jim Stewart with the First Church Shelter in Cambridge says there are much better ways to fight the opioid epidemic.
And if they can find $800,000 to herd some people up and keep them in an air-conditioned warehouse, why can't they find $800,000 to increase access to treatment?
Actually, the cost of setting up and running the engagement center as a six-month pilot project will be just over $1 million. But in 10 interviews with people who use the center, all said they are glad to have it.
That place is not a waste of money. That place is trying to help people, you know, get off their feet.
That's Michael, whose last name we're not using because it might hurt his job prospects. Joe is panhandling on Melnia Cass right now, but plans to stop by the center later in the day.
I didn't think I would like it, but it's fine. And before that opened, everyone was just congregating and getting bothered by the police all day long.
I do think the engagement center is working.
Sue Sullivan represents companies in the area through the New Market Business Association.
But we are fighting a rising tide. You know, every day there are more people coming in because there are so many services there.
Not all of Sullivan's members agree. Jerry DiPiero, who is losing employees upset by drug use and dealing in their parking lot, says the center is not helping.
Yeah, it's not working, though. I mean, I haven't seen it work for me. It's sad. But it's gotten bad.
bad here in Boston and in many communities around the country trying to figure out how to manage a health epidemic that is out of control on their streets. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.